Welcome to this week's newsletter, Secondhand Certainty. What happens to judgment when the work stops requiring it? She couldn't work out why it had unsettled her. It hadn't happened to her, and it hadn't gone particularly badly for anyone. She brought it to our session anyway, still turning it over. A board meeting earlier that week, a colleague presenting the case to exit a market they'd held for over a decade. The analysis had been assembled in 2 days, work that would once have taken 3 weeks, and he'd said so with some pride. The first question he handled easily. Then the chair asked the second one. What would have to be true for this to be wrong? And he just reached, she said. You could see it. He was holding the deck by its edges, and in that moment, it slipped away. So we sat with it. Not with him, with the slipping. What difference could those weeks have made? She started listing slowly. The drafting and redrafting, waiting on numbers, arguing with the data on a Tuesday night. The version you abandon on the fourth day because it can't survive your own questions. And somewhere in the listing, she went quiet, and I watched the realization land. The view he was defending had never been his. That's why it's unsettled me, she said. I've got two of those decks in my bag right now. The word I keep coming back to is thin. Thin judgment, well, it looks like the real thing. A decision gets made, a view gets held, and it passes every test except one. It can't take the weight 2 questions deep. It's tempting to explain this as a problem of time, but it isn't. 3 weeks spent skimming your own analysis produce nothing 2 days wouldn't. What the 3 weeks offers was contact. You can't get through them without handling the numbers, forming a view, watching it fail. The judgment that came out was yours because you had made it. And what's changed is what the work asks of us. A position can arrive complete, competently reasoned, wanting nothing but agreement. We can still get inside it, look for what it missed, refuse it until it survives us. But taking a finished thing apart is not the same as having been in the material while it formed. One tidies the edges, the other is where a view comes from. And when we agree without either, we are carrying a view we believe we hold. The challenge is that judgment you have authored and judgment you have adopted can feel the same. Both are defensible until someone asks the question 2 levels down. There's another route to thin that I see, and it has nothing to do with what AI writes. It's the volume. More arrives than we have room to take in, so we read the summary and act on it. The decision is still ours in name, but someone else has already decided what was worth keeping. Judgment used to be a byproduct. You really couldn't complete the work without producing it, so nobody had to think about it. But that's not the case anymore. The work can now be done well without any judgment being formed, which makes forming it something separate and something that has to be chosen. Mostly, it comes down to knowing whether the view is authored or adopted. And there is a way to find out. Ask the chair's question. What would have to be true for this to be wrong? An authored view has somewhere to go in that response. It knows its own weak points because you found them. An adopted view has nothing behind it. It's thin, and you will feel it slip through your hands. Until next time.